is 1 o'clock on the dot. Paranormal Playground sounds. Woo! Hello, everybody. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio with your host, the Boston Medium, Paranormal Playground Sounds. Yes, we're here. We're here. We managed to keep the time slot. Yes. Woo, I'm really, really excited. 1 to 2 p.m. here. We're still going to continue this magical fun, this high energy, this good energy that's going on. And because I was so inspired by the continuation of my show, we're going to have a gratitude party today. Yes, we are. Oh my God, I'm so excited. You have no idea. That's what it is. And I'm going to talk more about the importance of gratitude. This is going to be a show you don't want to miss. I'm telling you right now, you do not want to miss this show. And so, there's just a lot of good things that I wanted to gather up and really get the energy good, get the energy high, and really ground and getting into our guided meditation. I actually wanted to switch it up a bit. Before we get into our gut meditation, I wanted to play a playlist, and I wanted to kick it off with some music because I just wanted to change it up today. Today is a beautiful new day. Every day's new, and you know, why not? I wanted to play the Beach Boys. That's why God made the radio. I thought it was very perfect. We're going to lift the vibrations up. We got some of that, and then we got some Aaron Neville coming out for you. We got more Beach Boys. We got Owl. I'm going to play Owl City. That is for sure. That's always a good magical energy to lift up. So I hope you all had a great week. I hope you guys were looking forward to me being here on WMFO as I was looking forward to seeing you all here. So we are kicking it off here. So this is the Beach Boys. That's Why God Made the Radio. Stay tuned for our guided meditation here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Capturing memories from afar. That's why God made. That's why God made the radio.
Hello, hello. This is the Boston Medium, and we are here kicking off our morning meditation. So what you want to do is just get nice and comfortable, nice and cozy. Shake off anything. We're going to leave any stress, any worries that do not serve us. We're going to wash and cleanse away anything that does not belong to us. We are here, and we're going to get high and elevated in the light and vibrate in the highest frequency and the highest joy right now. Take a nice deep breath in and out. In and out. In and out. Right now, we come into contact with our true being and true awareness. We come into contact with the awareness right now that everything is good, everything is real, everything is exactly the way it needs to be. We make the intention to ground. We feel and we know without a doubt that we are connected to the earth, we are connected to everything. Feel roots, magical, thick, green, luscious roots that are growing from our feet all the way down to the center, the core of the earth. Picture yourself as a beautiful sunflower. Imagine how those sunflowers look in the fields, in rows, in the tall, tall grass, how high they grow. Right now, we are going to be sunflowers. And you can feel your roots coming all the way down to the center, the core of the earth, tying tight. We see the sunshine over yonder and the blue, blue skies. We can feel the harvesting of the fall coming in. We getting excited about the pumpkins and the apples. Orchard fields. We're getting excited about that country air. Oh, we can feel the quiet, the solitude in the nature, in the vast, vast crops, the vast, vast, big, beautiful plains of grass, fields of tall grass, farm life. Vegetables and herbs and fruits of the fall season to come in. Getting ready for the pumpkins, the Thanksgiving, all the magical holidays coming in. And as we come into contact with the spirit of Thanksgiving, reminding ourselves about all the luscious greens and veggies that are going to be served. And sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie, apple pie, all of the magical fruits gathered and meshed together with magical, magical sweets. We come into contact with this. And it reminds us about getting together with family and friends and Thanksgiving. Today is the theme about Thanksgiving and gratitude. As you see yourself as this beautiful, beautiful, tall sunflower in the sky, shining your beauty so bright in the air, so proud, so connected, because the sunflower is a representation of spirit. It is the ultimate flower of spiritualism and spirit. We feel so grateful just to be alive right now. We feel so grateful just to be ourselves. We feel so grateful just to explore the connectedness with the vast presence of God, light, eternal joy, infinite, infinite possibilities that are coming in today. You can feel yourself rising high, the highest frequency, the highest vibration possible. You can feel how magical it feels just to be you and just to be alive and just to be, oh, feeling love. If you are here right now, waking up, see this day not as just another day, another routine. No, we let go of the humdrum. Today is a new beginning. Look at that sunshine shine. Look at it shining with all its might just to keep you here and alive. Just to harvest that food for you to eat and fuel yourself all day. Let's be grateful. Let's be grateful right now for all the food we get to eat. Let's be grateful for the clean water. Let's be grateful for the magnificent, beautiful air. Take a few deep breaths in and out. And we're gonna, right now in the space of just being grateful, we're gonna take a few deep breaths in and out. And when this occurs, we're gonna be so grateful for our life. Breathe in and out. Let's come back right now and accumulate everything we are just so grateful for the day. All the food we get to eat, all the clean water, our limbs working, our hands, our eyes that are able to see, our atoms, the cells in our body that allow us to just be alive and be functioning. Just to be right here in this moment, breathing right now, right here in this moment. The ultimate beauty of joy that we get to see with our eyes. Be grateful for these eyes and all this magnificence around us. Let's be grateful for every single person who is in our life that has supported us, that loves us. Even if you don't have, or you believe you don't have many people in your life that support or love you, the more grateful you are for it, the more it's gonna come and accumulate. So grateful for this moment to be talking to you right now, to connect with all of you through radio, to spread this joy and communicate directly to you. Being able to feel love in my heart and share that with all of you. This show right now grew and was nourished and was planted in the seeds of love. It was nourished and planted in the seeds of divine love. And now I am expressing it here. As we go through our day, we shine our light. We see how nature has worked so perfectly so we could be alive and we could think and we can choose. And we can decide and we can have our own unique ability to express. Let's come back and remember the sunflower that we are. We are so grounded. Remember the roots of the sunflower that are grounded to the earth plane. You are this beautiful sunflower. See yourself as this. How beautiful you are as you shine and everyone looks at your magnificence. All the natural beauty in the world where we stare in awe, the landscapes, the sunsets, the butterflies, the animals, the trees, everything that's just so perfectly beautiful. Understand that is you. Understand that is the reflection of the reality of who you are. Understand that magnificence about you. And we come into that gratitude, that magical gratitude that helps us to to shine. So as we are in gratitude and we are grateful, we can think of so many things to be grateful, so many things to be happy about, so many things to be thankful for, so many things to be glad about right now. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel all of your loved ones and all of your angels coming to you right now. See, this gratitude that you have that has raised you to the highest frequency possible, this gratitude that you have, what has happened with this gratitude is that it has brought you to all of your loved ones, and all of your loved ones are right here. There is no separation. There is only eternal life. And through that vibration of gratitude, you are able to connect. You are able to connect with your loved ones, and they are here right now with you, right next to you, and you can speak to them. Their heart is open as your heart is open, and you can receive the gifts. See, this gratitude brings you closer. This gratitude makes their presence visible. See all of your loved ones and see the gifts that they have to come in for you. See the gifts that are here right now, all of your loved ones. See the magnificence and the plentitude that is restoring you to perfect health. There is nothing wrong in this moment. All is right. And as you clear your energy field, and you feel the healing and the love that is coming in from all of your loved ones, you feel that regeneration and being restored to perfect health. So we come back right now in this moment. Come back. We come back here to the presence. We come back to Earth. And when you are ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Don't forget to breathe. Feel that energy and that vibration of spirit that loves you so unconditionally. And remember to walk in your day with gratitude, because that's exactly what this is about. Today we celebrate gratitude. Today we celebrate the power of gratitude and how gratitude can heal us. How gratitude can change our bad days into perfect, magnificent, miracle days, miraculous days, and bring all the people and places that you need to you through gratitude. I bless you, and I pray and hope that you find this happiness today. Amen. Thank you so much for listening in and tuning in to our morning meditation here on Paranormal Playground Sounds 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. This is your host, the Boston Medium. I hope all of you loved that, and thank you so much for tuning in. I'm really feeling that. I'm feeling the joy. I'm feeling the gratitude, and I'm feeling the love, and I'm feeling all that expansive, good kind of energy coming into our place. So stay tuned. We've got a lot more magical things coming in. We got a whole nother half hour of paranormal fun for you here on the Psychic Hour. The Psychic Hour. Yay! Love you guys so much. Stay tuned. It's automatic and I'm talking.
girl that others wish that they could be. If the seven wonders of the world, then I know she's got to be number one. She's a girl that can't be beat. Born and raised on Ghetto Street. She's a devastating beauty, a pretty girl with ebony. A girl that some men only find in their dreams. When she smiles, it seems the stars all know, 'cause one by one they start to light up the sky. She's a girl that can be beat. Born and raised on Ghetto Street. She's a devastating beauty, a pretty girl with heaven.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is your host, Boston Medium, with the Paranormal Playground Sounds. How you guys doing? I think it's PSA hour. I definitely want to read this PSA because it really intertwined with what I was talking about in my meditation. Dried fruit, PSA, eat me. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, And, oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or processed snacks. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Oh, that's awesome. I love that PSA. So, I'm just getting back in the swing, back into the groove. Really excited about this whole gratitude day. So, I'm glad I can get into this now and really go in and talk about how gratitude can really change your life. And I've changed my life so much with gratitude. It's so easy to forget. I mean, it's really so easy just to forget how much we really have, especially here, living here in this country, and the prosperity that just is amazing. The things, the resources. It's just, it's actually pretty magical. And, you know, I try every day to step into that energy of prosperity. And because prosperity is a natural healing force, it's a natural healer. I know this because I've done this. I'm not just saying this and, you know, oh, it could be real. I'm just saying this because I read it. I emphasize on gratitude so much because it's so important. It's so important for us to constantly remember to just get into that field because it creates, what it does, actually creates an energy field. It creates an energy field that is balanced with nature. It's balanced, not only balanced with nature, but balanced in terms of where the universe and the presence is actually making one force with this thing of gratitude, because that is what the presence is. That is what God is. That is what spirit is. We are just here. And when we come into this contact with that energy of gratitude, what it does is that it brings more things in for us. So we can be in a state of just, maybe we don't have too much. Maybe we do need things. Maybe we're in need of stuff. Maybe you are in a state where you're homeless. Maybe you are in a state where you don't have food. But the thing about it is that what gratitude is, it's a source that is a natural, basically, prosperity maker. It's a natural money maker. It's a natural abundance maker. And I felt this with my heart and my soul. I felt it all with my heart and my soul. I feel like right now I'm starting to just really channel a lot of things that are going in and going through at this moment about this presence of gratitude and about this magnificence and what it has and what it really entails. So really, being here in this moment and saying, I'm so grateful for my hands that allow me to do basically everything. I'm so grateful for my feet and my legs that basically pretty much just, that are just my natural transportation. And feeling, really feeling what that's like to have that, to be blessed with that. Some don't have it. So just step in and feel what that feels like. You'll notice how much you bring things into you through that security of gratitude and abundance. If you're having a really crappy day, it's so highly recommended. That crappy day that you have, I bet you, if you sat down and wrote about 10 things that you were grateful for, you would change your mood within at least 10 to 15 minutes of that time span you're writing about what you're grateful for. I just felt sorry. I just felt that spiritual nudge that just kind of saluted me to that happiness feeling tone. And again, that's what gratitude does. It brings you to that happiness feeling tone. What it's like to feel good, what it's like to be joyful. And you don't and it brings you back to not having to be joyful for any reason. That's what real joy is. That's what real simplicity is. That's what real spiritual contact with the greater force is about. It's about basically being so happy that you were so grateful that you are alive. It creates just joy, and it creates joy in your energy field. That joy in your energy field makes you beautiful. It makes you attractive. Attractive in the sense of bringing things that you need to you. And when I'm talking about attractive, I'm talking about that you know, that thing you manifested and now it's coming to you. That money you needed, that job you needed, that car you needed, the housing you needed, the food you needed, all that stuff. Gratitude makes you that attractive, beautiful force that just brings everything into you. So, and it's so true. It just emanates. So let's spend, I want to do a cute little exercise with you guys, actually. Like the cutest little exercise possible. So let's just get into this feeling of gratitude right now. Grateful. I'm grateful to be here right now. I'm grateful to be on the air live. I am grateful that I have this information to share with you. I'm grateful right now that we get to play in this field of this playground called Paranormal Playground Sounds, and we get to talk about the psychic world, and we get to talk about the spirit world, and we can feel comfortable to do that, and nobody's telling us that we're crazy. This is a safe portal where our ideas can come out, and we can, and they can run free, and there's no blocks here. I'm so grateful for that. I am so unbelievably happy and grateful that the sun is shining and the weather is beautiful and I can go out in nature and dance and sing and meditate. I'm so grateful for the nutrients that I got this morning and the food I got to eat, and it was healthy food and it helped me to be in a good mood. I'm grateful for all this magical sound equipment that's constantly around me, all these gadgets and gizmos that I get to play with and create sound and communicate energy of communicating the soul to one another through the sound equipment. I'm so grateful I live in a state where I can, everything's so close together and we can walk to places, and I have the luxury of walking and being in nature, and I live in a city that's really involved and connected with nature. So grateful for my health. We're so grateful for our health right now. I'm in perfect health right now. Right now, I can use my body to move and exercise and work out and do all the things that I need to do. I'm just so grateful. So grateful that I have spirit and I know this knowledge about spirit, and I'm connected with spirit, and I can share with you all the information about spirit. I'm so grateful to be in a good mood. I'm so grateful to be happy right now in this moment. I'm so grateful to be present right here. I'm so grateful for this microphone that is carrying my voice to you. It's carrying my voice to you through the radio. I'm so grateful for it. I'm so grateful for everything. Woo! See, and so that was an exercise of just getting into gratitude and accumulating gratitude and what that feels like to be grateful. So there's an exercise. You can do that throughout the day if you want. You can do that whenever you feel like. You can write it down if you don't feel like verbally saying it. But I'm telling you, it will change the fear. What gratitude does, it takes you completely away. It removes fear from your energy field. So once we're grateful, we have nothing to be scared about because it brings you back to the present. That makes so much sense, right? It's such a beautiful thing. And it was really, my gratitude was inspired by the continuation of the show and having the same time slot. Like, I'm very, very grateful for that right now. That's why this whole gratitude party was accumulated by that and inspired by that. So I'm just so, so grateful. Life is good. Life is very good. There's so much out there that tells us that life is good and shows us that life is good. It's just we have to see it. Our world is exactly what we see and what we choose to see and what we choose to create. It's what we give. The world around us and what we're seeing is a mirror of what we've been giving. So if you're living in not such a great world and you hate life and it really isn't a separate choice, and it isn't really something that's coming outside of yourself. It's a reflection of what's going in. If you see life, it's beautiful most of the time, and life is good and life is happy, and you're constantly seeing beauty, that's what exactly you are. Your heart is open to that. So hang on to that and really think about that. Really think about, is the things that I've been getting fed through media and news, is that really the reality? Or is my reality something that I'm creating through which I am giving? Because for some reason, our society loves and is addicted to bad news. Our society is addicted to, you know, just complete trauma. We're just obsessed with the trauma, is that's what I saw in our society. Adults are just like this walking portal of trauma sometimes when we decide that that is the reality. We become these walking portals of love, change, expansion, and growth, intelligence, when we choose to see what we're giving. So I hope to see more of that coming in. A lot of that. And the world is changing in a positive way. I do see it. I see the world changing in a positive way. I see this country changing in a positive way. A lot of people would probably disagree with me. I see a cleansing. What I see is a cleansing occurring, is what I'm seeing, to get to the next step of evolution. That's what I'm seeing going on right now occurring in this country, is nothing more than a cleanse. And you know, like you pop a pimple or you pop a cyst, that's what basically it feels like, what it sees, as opposed to something that's dreadful and doomsday and just kind of traumatic. No, it's just growth and change. Everything is death and rebirth, and it's a cycle, and it goes on, and life goes on, and we live in the miraculous, and we live in the miraculous now, and it's good to just be that. It's good to feel that. It's good to have that with us always. So don't ever forget this. Don't ever forget the source of where you are coming from. And that source of where you're coming from is just an infinite blessing, beautiful vibration. So for a second, I just want to leave you here. We have about 10 minutes going on, and I just wanted to leave you here with some Beck with. I always play it because we need to hear it. It's what shifted me, it's what changed me, and I think he deserves some airtime. Let's get on with this, Beckwith.
Negativity. Now, if you become grateful and thankful in the midst of seeming negativity, you join forces with the progressive universe, you learn your lessons faster, you harvest your blessings at an ever-increasing level, and you spin into a greater awareness as to the infinite possibilities within you. There's gratitude for all the good that you have. There's gratitude for the seeming bad that's taking place. And then you break into another level of gratitude, and that is gratitude for simply being alive, unattached to anything. Now, this gratitude is very important because this is the gratitude that aligns you with all of nature. Right now, all of nature is giving thanks and is grateful for existing, period. In other words, it's not saying, I'm so glad that I exist and I gotta have a car. I'm so glad that I exist, I'm gonna be even more happy when I get, and you fill in the blank. All of nature is in pure gratitude for simply existing and being able to participate in the realm of the divine, the unfolding good that is everywhere. When you begin to eat of the fruit of gratitude, you will go through the stage of learning to be grateful for everything that you have. Then you'll go through the stage of learning to be grateful for even the seeming bad in your life. And then you'll break into the awareness of just being grateful, period. And as you stand in that awareness of being grateful, period, there becomes an opening within you that allows for the wisdom, the guidance, the direction that can come through you now, because the static of worry and doubt and fear has been diminished, and now you can hear the guidance of your soul, the intuition, the wisdom that is there beckoning you to become more and never less than your true self. The static is wiped off the line through the eating of the fruit of gratitude. And so you got your natto ball soup. What was the next one? Cheerios. You got your Cheerios. What was the next one? Cheerios. You got your grateful fruit. And then you drill into your no TV dinner. This is very important. unless you're watching public broadcast. You're going to have to take some heavy digestive enzymes in order to watch regular television. So you're going to have to take your no TV dinner and instead begin to television on a regular basis. This is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to begin to associate with like-minded individuals instead of bemoaning your fate and inviting people over to a pity party. You're going to invite people over to a vision party in which you're going to sit down and begin to ask questions such as, what's trying to emerge in my life? What good is present that I presently cannot see? What gift is trying to happen in my life right now? What power is trying to emerge right now? What have I been sitting on that wants to come forward? You begin to tell a vision to the individuals around you, and you begin to share these visions rather than negativity, and you will create a vibration of a proper condition that will allow for the vision that was within all of us to emerge in such a way that people will not recognize you year to year, because you have broken from the paradigm of the world in which you are living, which is trying to turn you into a consumer rather than a creator. You will break free from that with your no TV dinner, but telling a vision on a regular basis. And then you finish your dinner with a little receptivity. You sip on some receptivity. It's so sweet. It's so wonderful. It brings to your awareness the idea that everything you can want, hope for, and desire is already here. It's pulsating everywhere. And you are here to be receptive to it, to open yourself up to it, to make yourself available to it, to say yes to it. So that you're living your life in a sacred yes to life, yes to beauty, yes to joy, yes to love, yes to abundance, yes to prosperity, yes to compassion, yes to service. And you begin to be receptive because this life, this beauty, this joy that is everywhere, that by means of you wants to express itself, it has a little difficulty if in fact there's no receptivity.
Hello, hello. This is Paranormal Playground Sounds, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. It's about time. Oh, so sad. So sad we have to go. I hope you enjoyed our show, and I hope you were able to take on those thoughts and information about gratitude and how much it can really, really help your life, help change your life, and really, I can't stress enough the miracles that come when you engage in being able to be grateful. It's just unbelievable. It's just absolutely mind-blowing. So I will see you guys next week. Right here, 1 o'clock, Paranormal Playground Sounds. Psychic, psychic, psychic world. I'm going to leave you with a magical favorite. A magical favorite by The Clash. I love The Clash. Always playing The Clash here. Just has to happen. And I hope you enjoyed the little darling little rascals. Until then, we love you so much. Be grateful. Use gratitude. Say thank you when you can. That thank you is magic, is a magic word. It's not just a nice way of being. Love you so much. We will see you soon.
They offered me the office, offered me the shop. They said, the one that never knocked. Every job I offer used to keep you after dark. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. I hate the army and I hate the RAF. I don't wanna go fighting in the German Guild. I hate the seven savage blue. I won't open that phone for you. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked.
Every job they offer used to kick you off the dock. Career opportunity, the one and never enough. Never enough. Every job they offer used to kick you out the door. Career opportunity, the world had never enough.